السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته يا شيخ.
أبو عبد الرحمن، كيف الحال؟
الحمد لله يا شيخ بخير.
إن الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. أما بعد، our book on this day is كتاب الكبائر. كتاب الكبائر was authored by الحافظ الذهبي رحمه الله أبو عبد الله محمد بن أحمد. الإمام الذهبي، his kunya was أبو عبد الله. His name was محمد and his father was أحمد رحمهم الله. This Imam رحمه الله, he took the verse in the Quran where Allah said, إِنْ تَجْتَرِبُوا كَبَائِرَ مَا تُنْهَوْنَ عَنْهُ نُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَنُدْخِلْكُمْ مُدْخَلًا كَرِيمًا. إِنْ تَجْتَنِبُوا كَبَائِرَ مَا تُنْهَوْنَ عَنْهُ, if you abstain from those that are kabair, from the things that we have prohibited you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if we abstain from al-kabair, nukaffir ankum sayyatikum, I shall atone for you, I shall cancel out for you sayyatikum, your smaller sins, those sins that are not from al-kabair. If you abstain from al-kabair, those sins that are lesser in their gravity than al-kabair, nukaffir ankum, I will cancel them out, I will atone for them on your behalf. Wanudkhilkum mudkhalan karima, and I will grant you an entrance of honor into al-jannah. It means that if we want the rest of our sins to be cancelled out and we want to enter al-jannah honorably, we must avoid al-kabair. So it means, like al-imam al-zahabi said rahimahullah, fata'ayyan alayna al-fahsu anil kabair, it therefore becomes incumbent on us. What is that? Al-fahsu anil kabair. It becomes incumbent or not to search for and properly document what is kabair. Why? لِكَيْ يَجْتَنِبَهَا الْمُسْلِمُ, so that the Muslim can abstain from al-kabair. So the reason we are studying al-kabair is so that we can know them and recognize that these are the sins we have to avoid, so that we can gain a honorable entrance into al-jannah. The first of these sins that we discussed was ash-shirku billahi ta'ala, joining partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-kabiratu thaniya, the second one we discussed was qatlun nafs, taking the life of an innocent person. An individual was not responsible for the murder of another person. Neither did he commit zina after being married. Neither did the person abstain or abscond from Islam. He did not commit ridda, running away and turning his back away from Islam after being a Muslim, and so on and so forth. The person just becomes assassinated, he becomes murdered, whoever committed murder, that action is from al-kabair. Imam al-Zahabi mentioned it after talking about al-Shirku Billah. Thirdly, al-Imam al-Zahabi rahimahullah, he mentioned al-Sihr. Al-Sihr is casting spells against an individual or charming that individual or directing witchcraft against the individual. This is from al-Kaba'ir. Any person who wants to enter Al-Jannah honorably must avoid these things that we refer to as Al-Kaba'ir, that Allah also referred to as Al-Kaba'ir, and that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam also referred to as Al-Kaba'ir. Anyone who wants to get entrance into Al-Jannah, such a person must avoid Al-Kaba'ir. The fourth one we talked about, from these things that are grievous and called Al-Kaba'ir, was Tarku Salat, abandoning Salat, not observing Salat at its time, or completely abandoning the Salat. They have the same ruling. It is from the aspect of Tarku Salah. The gravity of seriousness only differs. Abandoning Salah from its time. Observing Salah to Dhuhr at the time of Maghrib. It is from the angles of abandoning Salah. Or not even observing the Salah at all. Out of laziness, while acknowledging that the Salah is compulsory upon you. All of these form from the aspects of abandoning Salah, or the one who completely abandons Salah, claiming that the Salah is not even compulsory upon him or her. Such a person is also abandoning Salah. All these three categories, all of them fall under Tarkus Salah. And Allah had commanded us variously to observe Salah. Various places in the Quran, He will say, Aqimu Salat, Aqimu Salat, Aqimu Salat, Hafizu ala Salawat, and so on. To abandon this great act of worship is from the aspects of Al-Kaba'ir, those things that we must abstain from if we want to honorably be from the people of Al-Jannah. May Allah make us from the people of Al-Jannah. The next one, number five, we discussed after Tarku Salah was Man'u Zakah, avoiding to pay Zakah, withholding Zakah, not paying Zakah. This is also from the sense that if a person does not avoid it, he may find himself ending up inside Jahannam until Allah wills. May Allah protect us from Jahannam. The sixth one, Al-Kabiratu Sadisa, that we are upon. We hope that we can call it a day today, inshallah, from this book, with Uququl Walidain. That is Al-Kabiratu Sadisa, Uququl Walidain, being undutiful to parents, Ma'asiyatul Walidain, being disobedient to parents, Iza'ul Walidain, causing harm and discomfort to parents, Qat'ul Walidain, disconnecting yourself from parents. All of these things come under Uququl Walidain, being undutiful to parents. We read a number of verses in the Quran where Allah prohibited us from being disobedient to our parents. He said, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ عَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِندَكَ الْكِبَرُ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُل لَّهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وقل لهما قولا كريما واخفض لهما جناح الذل من الرحمة وقل رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. We explain these verses and similar other verses in the Quran. Ikhwa, it is prohibited and it is a grievous sin in the sight of Allah that any one of us is a disobedient child. It's a big, big sin in the sight of Allah that any one of us insults his parents or her parents, that any one of us is a means of sorrow, is a means of pain, is a means of sadness to your parents, that your action is from the action of the people of Jahannam. If you want Al-Jannah without Allah punishing you in Jahannam for as long as He wills, subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to avoid uquq al-walidain, being undutiful to your parents. Children are very disrespectful to parents now. It's unfortunate that you'll even find this amongst the people who refer to themselves as Sunnis or Salafis or the like of that. All of these are things that contradict the manhaj of the Muslim, the manhajun nabawi of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. These things contradict it. In hadith number 58, under this chapter heading on Uququl Walidain, Al-Imam al-Dhahabi said, rahimahullah, wa'anhu alayhi salatu wasalam. It was also reported from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith number 58. This hadith was reported to us by Ali ibn Abi Talib, and it occurs in the Mustadrak of Al-Imam Hakim. And Al-Hafiz ibn Hajar mentioned the hadith in his Sharh on Sahih al-Bukhari, we all know as Fath al-Bari. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Al-Imam al-Zahabi said, the isnadin hasanin, the isnad, the chain of reports for this hadith of Ali from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is a sound isnad, that the Prophet said alayhi salatu wasalam, la'anallahu al-aqa liwalidayhi, la'anallahu al-aqa liwalidayhi, the curse of Allah be upon the anger of Allah, call it so, whoever is aqul liwalidayhi, may he be distanced from the mercy of Allah. La'an Allahu al-aqa liwalidayhi. La'an Allahu al-aqa liwalidayhi. This hadith is from Ali ibn Abi Talib, from our messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The messenger is the messenger of mercy, Nabiyyur Rahmah. Yet he made us understand that the child who is a disobedient child, the child who brings worry to the parents, the child who brings sadness to the parents, the child who has abandoned the parents, the child who is haughty and naughty towards his parents, may the curse of Allah be upon him. The Prophet said so, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No matter what he claims, no matter what he ascribes to, may Allah distance a child who is disobedient and undutiful to his parents. May Allah distance such a person from the mercy of Allah. For us to understand that it's a grievous sin, it's a serious sin. The Prophet costs the child who is disobedient and undutiful to the parents. Ikhwa, it means every one of us. Don't claim Sunnah. Don't claim Salafiyya. Don't claim perfection for yourself. Everybody return to the tables. There is a curse of Allah from the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, upon the child who is not dutiful. You insult your father, you abuse your father before him and behind him. You insult your mother, you abuse her before her or in front of her. Or you do things that bring worry and pain to them. Some children abandon their parents. Ikhwa, all of these are from the uquq of parents. They are from uququl walidain. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, La'anallahu al-aqa liwalidayhi. May Allah's curse be upon the one who is undutiful to his parents. This hadith was collected, like we said, by Ali ibn Abi Talib. It occurs in the Mustadrak of Al-Imam Hakim. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma reports a similar hadith, and it was collected by Al-Imam Ahmad. Ibn Abbas reported that the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, La'anallahu man la'ana walidayhi. La'anallahu man la'ana walidayhi. May the curse of Allah be upon anyone who directs curses to his two parents. If a child curses the parents, some of the companions were surprised. How is it that a child, كَيْفَ يَلْعَنُ الرَّجُلُ وَالِدَيْهِ, how can an individual curse his two parents? The Prophet explained, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يَسُبُّ أَبَى الرَّجُلِ فَيَسُبُّ أَبَاهُ. If you curse the parents of someone, and that one is very common in Lagos and Ibadan, in these two cities, people commonly curse parents in Lagos. People commonly curse parents in Ibadan, and I think in Ilorin. Ikhwa, let us make good efforts that people stop these cursing the parents of others. If you curse someone's parents and that one curses you back, the Prophet called it, alayhi salatu wasalam, that you are the one cursing your own parents. So don't curse the parents of others so that they are not forced to curse your own parents. And it constitutes that you are the one cursing your parents. May Allah protect us from this. In a similar expression of this hadith, also in the Musnad of Al-Imam Ahmad, Abdullah ibn Abbas said, radiyallahu anhuma, that the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, mal'oonun man sabba abahu. The child who insults and curses his parents is already an accursed child. The child, sabba abahu, who will curse his father. A child cursing, insulting the father is an accursed child. May Allah protect us from this evil. In narration number 59, Al-Imam al-Zahabi rahimahullah cited a hadith from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that al-khalatu bimanzilatil ummi. Al-khalatu bimanzilatil ummi. The maternal aunt, your mother's sister, whether she's younger or older, she is your khala. Hiya bi manzilatil ummi. She's in the status and the category of your mother. Of course, in terms of al-atf, in terms of love for you and inclinations towards you, in terms of at-tarbiyah, in terms of desiring to bring you up properly, wa-ri'aya, in terms of paying attention to you, you will see that the way your mother pays attention, his sister will pay attention to you also. And in the last class, we explained where that hadith came from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Al-Imam al-Zahabi cites it here, so that we do not forget to be dutiful to our parents, to our maternal aunts, the way we will be dutiful to our mothers. And Imam Zahadi cites it, so that we will not be undutiful to our maternal aunts. For the sake of Allah, let us all be dutiful to them, to our parents, and to our aunts, the mothers or the sisters of our mothers. May Allah make this easy for us and accept them as acts of ibadah. In narration number 60, Al-Imam al-Zahabi rahimahullah said, وَعَنْ وَهَبٍ إِبْنِ مُنَبِّهِ قَالْ وَهَبٌ إِبْنُ مُنَبِّهِ was from amongst the tabi'un. He is Abu Abdullah al-Yamani. Wahab ibn Munabbi was from the very learned scholars of Yemen, rahimahullah. He was very, very vast in the knowledge of the past religions. He studied the books of the Jews, and he studied the books of Christians. Allah guided him to Islam. He became very, very knowledgeable. Rahimahullah, Wahab ibn Munabbi. Allah blessed him to take knowledge from the likes of Abdullah ibn Abbas, Abdullah ibn Umar, Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari, and others amongst the companions, radiyallahu anhum. Abu Abdullah Wahab ibn Munabbi. He said, Inna Allah qala ya Musa. Wahab ibn Munabbih said that Allah said, O Musa, waqir walidayk, respect your two parents. Wahab ibn Munabbih, he had studied the deen of the Jews. He had studied the deen of the Christians. And then Allah guided him to Islam. He said that Allah said to Musa, that is clearly from the things that he would have studied from the past religions, that he sees that the text of the Quran and the Sunnah affirms them to be true. The text of the Quran and the Sunnah affirm the message that he is saying now. And that's why Imam al-Zahabi mentions it here also, that Inna Allah qala ya Musa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O Musa, waqir walidayk, respect your two parents, hold them in high esteem. فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ وَقَّرَ وَالِدَيْهِ مَدَدْتُ فِي عُمُورِهِ, because anyone who shows good respect and honor and esteem for his two parents. فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ وَقَّرَ وَالِدَيْهِ, anyone who shows respect and esteem for his parents, مَدَدْتُ فِي عُمُورِهِ, I will extend his lifespan. I will make him live long. There are a lot of interpretations regarding this. Some say he'll be doing good deeds as if he lived very long. His times will be full, his rewards and records will be full of good deeds as if he lived very long, and so on and so forth. But the individual's life will be one that is blessed. He said, Inna Allah qala ya Musa. Allah said, O Musa, waqir walidayk, show esteem and honor for your parents. فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ وَقَّرَ وَالِدَيْهِ, because anyone who shows esteem and respect for his parents, بَدَدْتُ فِي عُمُرِهِ, I will extend his life. وَوَهَبْتُ لَهُ وَلَدًا يَبِرُّهُ. And I will give him the gift of a child, يَبِرُّهُ, who will be kind to him. I will give him the gift of a child, يَبِرُّهُ. That child will be kind and nice and dutiful to him. وَمَنْ عَقَّ وَالِدَيْهِ. And anyone who is undutiful to his parents, قَصَّرْتُ عُمْرَهُ. I will reduce his lifespan. He would have lived for years, but it will be as if he had not lived at all, because his records will be bereft of good deeds. Good deeds are supposed to be there, but he will not find it, because he does not have good deeds that are worthy. So his records will be very flimsy and empty. It said, وَمَنْ عَقَّ وَالِدَيْهِ. Anyone who goes on disobeying his two parents, قَصَّرْتُ عُمْرَهُ. I will reduce his life. وَوَهَبْتُ لَهُ وَلَدًا يَعُقُّهُ. And I will give him a child that will also be disobedient to him. May Allah protect us all from these evils. One of the scholars in the Mamlaka was explaining something he witnessed some years ago. Some of the scholars were seated with the head of the judges in Riyadh. A young man came and was, an old man came and was complaining that Inna waladahu, that his child Ya'ukuhu was undutiful to him. Yasubbuhu, he will insult him. Wayadribuhu, he will even beat him. He was complaining, crying. All the scholars were seated, and the judge was looking at him. When the man finished the complaint, the judge said, come back in 3 days' time. The man went back. When he left, the judge was telling the rest of the people in the gathering that he was present about 30 years ago when the father of that same man complaining today came to complain that that man was hitting him and beating him. 30 years later, he is the one coming to cry that his own child was beating him and hitting him. Here in this report, Wahab ibn Munabbih said, Inna Allah qala ya Musa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O Musa, waqir walidayk. Show esteem for your parents. Fa innahu man waqara walidayhi madadtu fi umurihi. Because anyone who shows esteem for his parents, I will extend his life. وَوَهَبْتُ لَهُ وَلَدًا يَبِرُّهُ. And I will give him the gift of a child that will be kind and dutiful to him. وَمَنْ عَقَّ وَالِدَيْهِ. But anyone who goes on disobeying and handling his parents as he wills, قَصَّرْتُ عُمْرَهُ, I will shorten his life. وَوَهَبْتُ لَهُ وَلَدًا يَعُقُّهُ. And I shall give him a child who will be undutiful to him. May Allah protect us from these evils. In Hadith number 61, Al-Imam al-Dhahabi said, Rahimahullah, وَقَالَ كَعْبٌ. Ka'b, this is Al-Imam Ka'bun al-Ahbar. Ka'bun was from the scholars who were very learned also regarding the past religions. He was even a Yahudi. فَأَسْلَمَ بَعْدَ وَفَاتِ النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. He accepted Islam after the Prophet had died. صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمَ. وَقَدِمَ الْمَدِينَةَ فِي أَيَّامِ عُمَرَ. When he arrived Medina, the Prophet had died. Abu Bakr al-Siddiq just died. So he met Umar and those companions, radiallahu anhum, who were in Medina at the time of Umar, radiallahu anhum ajma'in, Ka'b al-Ahbar, because he was also a Yahudi, like Wahab ibn Munabbi, who was just learned about Yahudiyya. In the case of Ka'b, he was actually a Yahudi before he accepted Islam. Ka'b said, Walladhi nafsi biyadihi, I swear by the one in whose hands my soul is. Inna Allah la yaj'alu hayn al-abd idha kana 'aqan liwalidayhi liyaj'ala lahu al-'adhab. Walladhi nafsi biyadihi, I swear by Allah, it is in his hands that my soul is. Inna Allah la yaj'alu hayn al-'abd, yani halak al-'abd. Allah will bring the destruction of an individual. Idha kana 'aqan liwalidayhi, if that person is a person who shows disrespect, who is not dutiful to his parents, Allah will bring him to destruction. Liyaj'ala lahu al-'adhab, so that he quickly tastes the punishment for his disobedience to parents. Ikhwa, go back to your lifestyle. When things become very difficult for you, check it. You might have abandoned your parents, or you might have been abandoning them. You might have been treating them badly. You might have been being disrespectful to them. You might have been being a bad child to your parents. It makes things to become difficult for an individual. Here, Ka'b al-Ahbar said, Inna Allah la yaj'alu hayn al-abdi idha kana 'aqan liwalidayhi liyaj'ala lahu al-'adhab. Wa inna Allah la yazidu fi umri al-abd. Likewise, Allah would increase the lifespan of an individual. Idha kana baran liwalidayhi liyazida birran wa khayra. Allah would increase the lifespan of an individual because he was dutiful to his parents. Liyazida birran wa khayra, so that he can do more to those parents. I hope that it is clear. The one that Allah makes the child to become destroyed, may Allah protect him. He did that as a result of disrespect for parents. Likewise, when you are dutiful to your parents, Allah gives you long life. Why? So that you continue to become a dutiful child to those parents. لِيَزِيدَ بِرًّا وَخَيْرًا, so that you continue upon dutifulness and goodness. We can see that especially life becomes controlled. People get mercy from Allah. People get compassion from Allah when they are merciful and compassionate with their parents. Parents, ikhwa, parents. Parents, ikhwa. Be kind to them. Be easy with them. Please them. Avoid bringing sadness to them. Don't abandon your parents. Don't disobey your parents. In all of these, except they command us to commit a sin that is clearly a sin. They tell you to do something and that thing is haram. They tell you to attend parties with them and those parties are unlawful. They tell you to take witchcraft, sorcery, and all of these. Tie something on your leg, tie something on your waist, on your neck. فَلَا تُطِعُهُمَا, do not follow them in all of these things of disobedience. The parents may be on alcohol, don't follow them. The parents may not be wearing hijab properly and they don't want you to wear hijab properly, don't follow them. In all of these things that are clearly sinful, do not follow them. But ikhwa, in the matters that are clear, lawful matters, follow your parents and don't become a means of sadness and worry. Don't become a means of trouble for your parents. Don't be a disobedient child. If you're a disobedient child, إن الله لا يجعل حين العبد إذا كان عاقا لوالديه, Allah will bring destruction to you. Your wealth will shrink. Your wealth will shrink and go away. Your health will shrink. You will suffer so many things, which will be consequences of your disobedience to your parents. May Allah protect us from this evil. In narration number 62, that one comes from Abu Bakr ibn Abi Maryam. Well known. The scholars say that Abu Bakr ibn Abi Maryam, his name is Ismuhu Kunyatu. His name is his kunya. There are scholars like that, like Abu Bakr ibn Ayyash, from the scholars of Hadith. His name was his kunya, like Abu Salama, the son of Abdurrahman ibn Auf. Kanat kunyatuhu, aw kana ismuhu kunyatahu. His kunya was his name. His name was his kunya. Abu Salama was his name. Here, this sheikh's name, Abu Bakrin, that's his name. And he used to be from the scholars of Hims. Hims is in present-day Syria. In those days, it used to be in a place called Sham. We translate Sham as ancient Syria because it's bigger than the Syria we have now. But even at that, Hims is inside the Syria that we have today. May Allah protect Sham. This learned person from the scholars of Sham, he said, قرأت في التوراة. I read in a Torah what the people, of course, called Torah in their time. That man yadribu abahu yuqtal. Man yadribu abahu. Anyone who, whoever beats his parent, beats. Whoever hits his parents, yuqtal, to be killed. Whoever hits his parents to be killed. He read that in the past scriptures. This only goes to say that it was something very despicable. Hitting the parent in our own time, in our own Sharia, does not necessarily mean that the individual will be killed, except if by his hitting the parent fell down and died, then the child may be executed for murdering the parents, and not vice versa if it ever happens. May Allah protect us from all of these evils, but it points to the fact that in the earlier times too, disobedience to parents was a big evil. Disobedience to parents was a very big evil. In the last report under this chapter, narration number 63, it said, وَقَالَ وَهَبٌ, that is وَهَبٌ إِبْنُ مُنَبِّهِ أَبُو عَبْدِ اللَّهِ الْيَمَانِ, that he said في التورات, it also occurs in التورات, what the people were referring to as التورات at their time. That is what it means. Otherwise, even before the Prophet came, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Banu Israel, يحرفون الكلمة عن مواضعه ونسوا حظا مما ذكروا به. They already destroyed and corrupted what Allah gave to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam as Tawrat for them. It was the book they have was referred to as Tawrat just because that's what they have. Otherwise, these books had been corrupted. shortly after the messengers who brought them passed away. Alayhi salatu wasalam. So it is that copy they have. They are just referring to it as a Torah for want of a name. That it said, Alama Sokawalidahu Arrajmu, the one who beats, the one who hits, the one who slaps or hits his parents. Alayhi Rajmu, he should be stoned to death. The one who hits the parents will be stoned to death. All of these just show that in the earlier ways of life, it was still an evil thing for a child to be so undutiful to the parents. In one report, it said, "Man yadribu abahu yuqtal," anyone who hits his parents should be killed. The other one said, "Arrajmu," healing and arrajmu, they are not far from themselves. Arrajmu only describes how the person was killed, but the matter remains that his life was taken. In either of these cases, this is not the ruling in our Sharia now, except it occurs as we have explained. May Allah protect us from the fitna. Any person who wants to enter Al-Jannah honorably, Allah said, "In tajtanibu kaba'ira ma tunhauna anhu, nukaffir ankum sayyi'atikum wa nudkhilkum mudkhalan karima." You must avoid hukukul walidain, hukuk, undutifulness to parents. Ikhwa, every one of us should watch it. Your father, your mother, and here your khala, your mother's sister, and of course our a'mam. In fact, people will know ahlu wuddi abawayna, those who are from the people of respect and honor to our parents. We should also show respect and honor to them by way of showing respect and honor to our parents. Our parents show respect and honor for somebody. We are required to also show respect and honor for that person by way of showing respect and honor to our own parents. How about the parents themselves? Ikhwa, it's a very, very big matter. Every one of us should go back to the drawing boards. Go and reconnect properly with your parents, with your father, with your mother, with your maternal aunt, with your uncles especially. Go back to return good relations with these people, your father and your mother especially. Many brothers have abandoned their fathers and mothers. In fact, so shamelessly, some brothers have abandoned their mothers because of their wives. Some brothers abandon their mothers because of their wives. It's quite unfortunate. My dear brother, go back and reconcile properly with your mother. Some have abandoned their father because of their husbands, not because those fathers were upon evil that deserves to say, "Oh, be careful." There is no such kind of thing, because there can be cases when these parents themselves become very oppressive against the child to the extent that the deen of the child is threatened. There are cases where children avoid to not be attacked. We have seen cases. Parents, I know the case of a parent who undressed his child, his daughter, because the girl wore jilbab, and he threatened that wherever he saw her, he was going to undress her. So it used to make her avoid him till the matter got settled. So in such cases, those kinds of things will only be limited to that, to those situations. When the matters become corrected, then go back to good dealings. In fact, if it does not involve things like this, Don't keep away from your parents. Connect with your mother, connect with your father, even though they are from the people of Shirk. Connect with them, discuss Islam with them. But when they say do evil or commit a sin, do not join them or support them upon it, so that you do not become a disobedient servant to Allah. Don't forget that you must not seek to please your parents when it constitutes disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I hope that these matters are clear bi-idhnillah. That is Al-Kabira to Sadisa. The next Kabira we'll be handling, inshallah, is Al-Kabira to Sabi'a, the seventh Kabira, the seventh major grievous sin, and that is Aklu Riba. Subhanallah, Aklu Riba, eating up or consuming riba, consuming interest and usury. It is from the sins that if you avoid them, nukaffir ankum sayyi'atikum wa nudkhilkum mudkhalan karima. Allah will forgive you your other sins and He will admit you into Al-Jannah in a very honorable manner if you avoid al-riba, just like you must avoid huquq al-walidain, disobedience to the parents. Bi-idhnillah, will come back in the next class to the issues about aklu riba, eating up riba. May Allah protect us from this evil, eating up riba. May Allah protect us from riba. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Eating up riba is a serious sin before Allah. May Allah protect us from the evil of riba. Bismillah, we come back to that in our next class about the Rahman. We have a few questions we can look at today.
And for now, there's a question here. A long question. It reads, Assalamu alaikum. Could you give an advice to a child whose parents were angry with him for trying to stop them from associating with a Kafir woman who is committing act of shirk? The Kafir Christian woman claimed to know the unseen and have power to influence things, and the parents believe her and follow what she says. Note that the parents are angry because the child took a drastic step to call the Christian woman without his parents' knowledge, to warn her to stop lying and deceiving his parents. And if the child disobeyed the parents when they order her to call the Catholic woman again to apologize and plea for the initial action it took, is that regarded as being undutiful because of the child fees during that we reinforce the shirk or status of the woman in their life? Jazakumullah khair.
Amin wa antum fa jazakumullah khaira. As the person has described it, there is no sinfulness in this. There is no uququl walidain in this. In fact, what he has done is very, very praiseworthy. Don't forget, like we mentioned in the class, obedience to parents is restricted. So if these parents are not commanding us, if what they command you to do constitutes disobedience to Allah, don't follow them. If it constitutes what they want you to do is an act of disobedience to Allah, then don't follow them. If it is not an act of disobedience to Allah, then you have a duty to follow them. If it's an act of disobedience to Allah, do not follow them. If it is not disobedience to Allah, the ulama say, obey your parents. The only time you disobey them is when they push you or encourage you to come up upon sin. Then you must not obey them. Then you also have a duty to protect them against falling into evil. The way if you saw a snake near them, you protect them away from the snake or the lion. When you protect them in the kind of case that the brother has cited, it's even worse. The case was worse. Because snakes and lions kill people, but they don't destroy their hereafter. But these sorcerers, these people of Sihir, they destroy the people and they destroy their hereafter. So what the brother has done is from the aspects of ensuring to protect your parents from the scavengers. Even if such a woman were a Muslim, because there are some Muslim men and women too who claim to know the unseen and tell the people about the unseen. They are kazzabun al-dajjalun. They are liars and ardent falsehood peddlers. So we appreciate what the brother has done in Allah, because it is coming from the aspects of protecting the parents, clear cut away from the path of shaitan. Ya Allah, strengthen this brother. You don't need to call the woman back to apologize. You don't have any apology for the woman. And you're not following the parents to call to say sorry. Not following them itself is praiseworthy. Parents should understand that children are ordered to obey them because of obedience to Allah. They must not encourage their children to act in disobedience to Allah. Then you'll be violating the right of the Allah himself, subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has ordered in the first place that the child should obey you. Allah ordered your children to obey you. You are ordering your children to disobey Allah. How is that? Allah ordered your children to obey you. You now order your children to disobey Allah. Then it means that you deserve not to be obeyed. Parents should watch this limit about the matters concerning obedience to them. May Allah protect all our parents. May Allah guide the parents of this brother away from sorcery and witchcraft and going to ask about the unseen from someone who herself does not know about what she's doing, thoughtless of an unseen she claims to know. May Allah make her a person who will be guided upon Islam and guide the parents of this brother out of that sinfulness of seeking the knowledge of the future that does not occur anywhere with anybody except with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I hope that it is clear about the Rahman.
Another question is, assalamu alaikum, sir. Someone asks a parent who is temperamental and gets upset on bad or goodness done before verification. How will he relate with her to get pleased?
You relate with her with good carefulness. If your father or your mother is someone who gets angry easily, then you have to increase upon how very careful you will talk to him or her, as the case may be. You must not never insult them. You must never express to say, oh, why are you angry? Once you say that, you started becoming a person that Allah has cursed. It's a very delicate situation. When your daddy is someone who goes angry easily, then you have to increase how carefully you express yourself before him. Likewise, if it were your mother, you must express every time carefulness, due carefulness, so that you do not agitate the anger of these parents who are quick to angry, to become angry. And from the things you must be doing to a dua for them, behind them, in front of them, in the secret, in the middle of the night, make dua for your parents that Allah should increase them in as-sabr. Ikhwa, we are just asking about parents. If you have a lecturer who is handling your final year thesis as a master's degree student or as a PhD degree student, and that lecturer becomes angry easily, how will you treat the lecturer? Will you be looking for a fatwa? To be more careful in the way you handle your discourses with him? Or what will you do? So, but because you think you have a say, you have a power, you have an influence over your parents, you think it's a subject for a question. Ikhwa, be more patient if you have that kind of a parent. He goes angry easily, be more patient. That's a trial for you. If you conflict and you begin to insult and abuse him, Allah will curse you. Your dunya will be destroyed and your akhirah will be destroyed. May Allah protect all of us.
As-salamu alaykum, Sheikh Ali.
Ameen wa iyyak.
Another question is, if someone makes...
Go on.
If someone makes a mistake while driving and the other party insults his parent, even though when he do not mean to offend him, does that point to the fact that he has insulted his parents by such action?
No, it does not. The one who insults his own parents is the one who deliberately insults the parents of another person or acts in a way that will bring insult to his parents. Some children act in a way people insult your parents. If you act in a way and then people insult your parents, it's as if you have insulted your parents. If you act in a way people insult your parents, it's not restricted to cursing their own parents. Cursing their own parents is just an example. The point is that you must not act in such a way that people begin to insult your parents. Sometimes people misbehave and people begin to say, oh, this person was not properly taught at home by the parents. Don't behave in a way people are forced. Everybody who sees you or hears what you say begins to say, oh, what kind of home have you come from? Don't behave like that. Don't behave in a way that people begin to ask, where is your father? Where is your mother? Were you not properly taught at home? Don't behave like that. If you behave like that, that is unlawful because your behavior necessitated the insults against your parents. Most people don't like that their parents are insulted. We all don't like it. I don't like it. Neither does anyone of us like it. But we know those behaviors that somebody can put up, and then everybody who sees or hears what that person has done begin to say, oh, come. Were you well brought up at home? Don't behave like that. Every behavior that makes people begin to question how well you were brought up at home is not lawful. And it will be from the aspects of you being the reason why your parents were insulted. Yes, there are some husbands or some wives who are quickly insult parents, but sometimes they go beyond limits, because sometimes the matters have not reached such a level where you begin to ask whether a person's mother or father taught her very well. Sometimes the men just want to be abusive. And sometimes the women too just want to be abusive when they say to their husbands that were you not properly brought up at home. The intention is clear-cut abuse. But sometimes people actually put up behaviors that you begin to wonder how, where has this come from? It has come from no other than bad upbringing. It is common these days to find young girls, young boys upon behaviors that you will know that the problem was from improper upbringing. May Allah protect all of us and forgive all of us. Don't do something or say something that makes people begin to ask whether you were properly brought up. You would have become a means of insult to your parents. May Allah protect all of us. Our Burahman, can we call it a day? So the question is, a five-year-old boy not too young to be taken to a tahfiz school. This brother says, please help me pray for my mom. She's a Christian. May Allah make this woman to become a Muslima. May Allah bring her to Islam. We have many brothers like that and sisters. May Allah help us, grant us ease. Bring these women to Islam. The dua regarding this should be continuous, and we will be hopeful and anticipatory that Allah will accept it and bring them to Islam. Behave well to them. When you find an opportunity, try to explain Islam to them. May Allah grant them guidance and protect them from the evils of disbelief, because disbelief is a big problem. If a parent dies upon other than Islam, it's unfortunate. You will not be able to pray for those parents after they have died. There is nothing like sadaqatun jariyah for a parent that has died. There is no inheriting a parent that has died and died as a kafir or kafira. So the consequences are many. There is no burying such a parent in the burial ground of the Muslims. There is nothing like that. In fact, your own participation in the janazah itself is if you won't find people to bury her or him. Otherwise, you don't have any business once the person dies as a kafir or kafira. So the main job we have now is when these people still have life with them. Our parents who are people of Iman, may Allah help us preserve their Iman and ours. And parents who are non-Muslims, we beg Allah to grant them guidance upon Islam. Can we call it today about the Rahman?
No, yes, but you mentioned the question.
Which question?
Please, he's a 5 years old
boy. A 5 years old boy. Is he not too small to be taken to a tahfiz school where he's also learning Western education? He's not so small to be taken to a tahfiz school if he has been quickly taught basic things like I want to urinate, like I want to defecate, and the likes of that. I want to eat this, I don't want to eat that. At 5, many children are able to do that. You may not also take him to tahfiz if you have a wife or you yourself can teach your children. If you can teach them by yourself, that's okay. But if you can't teach them by yourself and you can't have your wife to teach them, please, I beg you in the name of Allah, swallow your pride. Look for a place that is decent enough and look for a learned person that is trustworthy enough. Let that boy start learning the Quran from a very early age. Otherwise, it will not be very good at all. At age 5, it's not too small. At age 5, many of us got into primary school, or age 6. Even then, we used to be told to place our hands across our ears. By that time, some of us were already 6 years old. But it meant that we could go out of the house. If your child is 5, is good enough, strong enough. One of the problems we have in our own times is over pampering the children. We over pamper children a lot now, Abba Abdurrahman, and it's unfortunate. Over pampering, the kind of pampering we never received from parents. Children are unnecessarily over pampered now. In fact, some children control their parents. Parents unfortunately think that they are being good parents when they can give everything the boy wants or girl. Mommy, I want this, you bring it. Daddy, I want this. You become like a slave to your child. You're already teaching that child to see you as a slave. Parents, please address these matters. You're over pampering your child, might even be translating to spoilage. You are gradually bringing up a boy or a girl that will use you like a slave, and that's not proper for you to do it. Please let us look at these. May Allah make things easy for us. Forgive our dead parents. Forgive our dead friends. Day before yesterday, in the night before Thursday morning, yesterday, one of our brothers passed away here in Oshogbo Abrokunan. I know the brother very well. He self-choose. His brother passed away. He has a wife who was pregnant. And he has three boys that he has left behind. May Allah care for his wife behind him, care for the unborn child, and care for his three sons. When Abu Bakr as-Siddiq passed away, radiallahu anhu, just like the case of this brother, his wife was also pregnant. And when they gave birth to the child, it was a girl. And that was what Abu Bakr as-Siddiq told Aisha, that that child in the pregnancy will be a girl. And the girl, the child was born as a girl. So it's not strange that people pass away while their wives are pregnant. The brother passed away, his wife is pregnant. He posted the appointment of Sheikh Saleh Fawzan al-Fawzan as the Mufti of Saudi Arabia at around 10:52 p.m. By 2:33 p.m., the next post in that their WhatsApp group became the post to announce his own death. He had his post at around 10:52 p.m. Another post was posted at about 3 a.m., showing that the person who posted at 10:52 was already dead. May Allah forgive this brother. He observed Salatul Maghrib, Salatul Isha in the masjid, they were together. Before he left for his home, and he never woke up for Salatul Fajr. May Allah forgive Abu Uthman. He sells shoes. He was a teacher in the madrasa, and then he sells shoes. May Allah forgive him, make a grave a place of ease and compassion for him. May Allah forgive all his shortcomings. May Allah not bring us to fitna after him. Right with his parents, with his children, with his wife. May Allah protect them all. Rabbana ufir lana wa li ikhwanina alladhina sabakuna bil iman wa la taj'al fi qulubina ghilla lil ladhina amanu Rabbana innaka ra'ufur rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.